Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sermon text this morning is written in Romans chapter 5, beginning with the first verse. Please rise for the reading of our sermon text. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Let us pray. Gracious Savior, in our world of suffering, sin, and death, we turn to you for peace. Come to us through your word and give us your peace. Assure us of your forgiveness and bring us to your peaceful heavenly home above. We ask this all in your saving name. Amen. Please be seated. Today is time for a checkup. This checkup has a variety of questions to help you reflect on the amount of peace in your life. So here it goes. Would you like more peace in your life? Is something in your life hindering feelings of peace? In the past month, have you done something that brought harm rather than peace? Is the world still in turmoil? If you answered yes to any of the above questions, you're in need of a good dose of peace. It's natural for us to want peace in our lives and even throughout the world. But why isn't there peace? The answer lies in the fact that sin broke our peace with God. A world opposed to God is full of anxiety, strife, and even death. But despite our sin, we have peace with God. This is because Christ brought reconciliation, and through Christ, we have peace, even in our suffering. Peace is wonderful. Paul writes, "We have peace with God, and it's good to want that." In fact, God created us to live in a peaceful relationship with him. In the Garden of Eden, God created Adam and Eve in the image of God. In the image of God, Adam and Eve loved God and had peace and joy overflowing in their hearts. They didn't know or experience pain, sickness, suffering, and death. They obeyed God's word and lived in a delightful paradise. Life didn't stay perfect, however. Adam and Eve sinned. They ate from the tree which God commanded them not to eat. Because they disobeyed God's word, sin entered the world. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. Sin separates us from God, and without God, there is no peace. We are dependent upon his words, which are peace-giving. Jesus says, "The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life." Without God and his holy word, there is only chaos, destruction, and despair. Deep down inside, we understand that the world is supposed to be a peaceful place. But nothing we do as sinful humans can bring peace in the long run. Jesus even explained that there will continue to be wars and conflict. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are but the beginning of the birth pains. The world has been and will continue to be in strife. Because of Adam's sin, we're not only lacking peace, we're God's enemies. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Our sinful nature is opposed to peace. Think about the intentions and thoughts of your heart. Have you ever felt a grudge or a little angry at someone before? Maybe even a little hatred towards a family member or someone close to you. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. We also hurt others by our selfish actions. Instead of using our words to build peace, we use our words to hurt and tear down. Because of our sin, we deserve God's righteous wrath. We don't obey his word. We're ungodly. We're sinners. Repent. But despite our inability to live peacefully, Christ came for us. Paul writes, "For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly." Our works cannot bring peace. While we were still weak means that we were helpless sinners. Christ didn't come to save two different types of people, one pretty good and the others worthless and bad. Christ came to save only one type of person, a sinner who hates God and is his enemy. Instead of giving us the punishment that we deserve, Christ took our place. He lived a life of peace and righteousness in our place and died upon the cross. His suffering and death paid for your sins. To help illustrate how great God's love is for us, Paul writes, "For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, one would dare even to die." Just maybe, someone would be willing to die for someone who had a good standing and seemed pretty upright. But who would take the place of a criminal? Who would take the place of his death sentence? Who would die for an enemy? But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Is there any better way that Christ could have shown you that he loves you and that he has forgiven you in your state of sin? And even as his enemy, Christ died for you. Paul continues, "For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation." Brothers and sisters in Christ, you are now reconciled in Christ. The relationship that was broken because of sin is restored. You have peace with God. Jesus is your peace. We receive Christ's forgiveness by faith. Faith is simply believing that Jesus is our Savior. Faith isn't a contribution of ours in any way. It is purely a gift of God. The Holy Spirit creates faith in our hearts through the Word. It is through this faith that we are justified. Justified refers to the act of being acquitted, as in a court of law. It means that God has pronounced you righteous for the sake of Christ. Through faith in Christ, we now have peace. We have peace even amid all of our earthly difficulties and problems. We definitely don't find this peace by looking inward at ourselves. It isn't a special feeling inside our mind or body. Your peace is in Jesus. He died for you, and now you are his own dear child. Even though we have peace with God, Christ doesn't promise that we will be at peace with the world or our sinful nature. Jesus suffered on this earth, and we suffer too. Christ even says, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." The cross is all that comes as a result of following Christ. This includes persecution, denial of oneself, and suffering. Cross-bearing causes us to cling to the cross and live by faith. We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Hope is the great courage that remains firm in all affliction. No matter what befalls us, Christ is with us. He is with us in his word and sacraments. Listen to him. He speaks to us and guides us with his word. In the Lord's Supper this morning, Christ brings you his forgiving body and blood. He gives a peace which surpasses all understanding. Through whatever you experience, Jesus promises that he is there with you. He is your peace. He helps you bear your cross. As we live upon this earth, We look forward to the day when we will be in our peaceful heavenly home above. We have the hope of the glory of God, of which we will partake of when Christ returns. Christ will restore our bodies and souls and bring us to his heavenly kingdom, where there is eternal peace and joy. When we stop and reflect, it's evident that our lives are lacking peace. And we don't need to fill out a silly questionnaire to figure that out. We lack peace because of sin. Sin separates us from God. And without him, there is no peace. But this morning, God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We rejoice that we are justified. We rejoice that we have faith in Christ. We rejoice even in our sufferings. We rejoice because in faith we cling to Christ and look to heaven. We rejoice because we have peace with God now and will live in perfect, eternal peace in heaven. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life.